Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. During this Lenten season, we have been looking at the body of Christ, the various members of his body. We continue and finish today. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the body of Christ, feet, hands, ears, eyes, heart, blood, the body of Christ, a source of blessing for all who come in contact with his feet. He walked from one village to another so that his hands could touch and heal, and his mouth continually announced the forgiveness of sins and proclaimed the love of a gracious parental God. His ears were tuned to hear cries of mercy from others, and his eyes were open to see their misery. His heart, full of compassion and love, again and again prompted him to use the power of God to heal and to comfort them with the forgiveness of their sins, even to the point of raising the dead. Christ used the full capacity of his body to bring God's love, God's kingdom, into this world. At the Last Supper, Jesus gave his body for food and his blood for drink. And then he gave his body to be broken and crucified and his blood to flow freely from the cross. So the body of Christ was buried, laid in a stone grave, sealed in a tomb with a great rock. It was this same lifeless body of Christ which Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were seeking when they went to visit the sepulchre early on that first Sunday morning. But they didn't find the lifeless body of Christ in the tomb. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Oh, they had brought their spices, and they were ready to anoint the body of their Lord, of their Master, but it wasn't there. The answer for them came from the message of an angel. Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. The body of Christ has risen. The body of Christ is resurrected to eternal life. It isn't just some nebulous ghost sort of body either. For Jesus himself met them and greeted his disciples. He offered his hands in blessing, and Thomas recognized the print of the nail in his hand. They fell at his feet in wonder. Those same feet of Christ, once washed by the tears of a sinful woman, were again embraced. They heard the gracious words of his mouth, and he ate in their presence. It is true that his body may have been changed in some way, glorified, we might call it, more real, perhaps, more solid than our world, for he walked through walls which the disciples used to hide behind in fear. He stepped through solid walls as we might step through a curtain of fog. The risen body of Christ is more permanent than the clouds and atoms and electrons which we call reality. His body was changed to a glorious immortal body, and he lives, and we shall live also. In Christ, we too shall have better eternal bodies. This is the good news for the day of our own death, that we will live eternally in God's kingdom because of the gracious free gift of faith given to each of us. But there is also good news for today, here and now. I think we can get at this good news by asking the question, where is the body of Christ now? Where is the body of Christ today? We know it is no longer walking the dusty roads of Palestine, preaching and healing, for he was crucified and buried. And we know the body of Christ is no longer in a tomb either, for the angels announced to the women that he was risen. And he appeared both to them and to many other disciples, up to 500 at one time. One answer to the body of Christ and where it is that it is in the kingdom of God in heaven. But there is another answer to the same question, and both answers are equally true. Where is the body of Christ today? The body of Christ is right here. The body of Christ is within the walls of this building. The body of Christ is there in the pews. You, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you are the body of Christ. The feet of Christ, you. You walk into hospital rooms and bring the presence of God to people in need. You walk into homes of the elderly and shut in and bring the presence of Jesus Christ to their loneliness. You are the body of Christ. And the hands of Christ? You lay your hands upon the sick. You touch them with love and pray for them. You are the body of Christ. In the mouth of Christ, you speak love, gentleness, and God's mercy to the brokenhearted and the grieving. You announce forgiveness and reconciliation to those who feel guilt of their sins. You are the body of Christ. You are the ears of Christ, for you hear the cries of the sad and weary. You listen patiently, for many need to express their pain and exhaustion. And you hear them with the love of Jesus. You are the body of Christ. And the eyes of Christ, you see the weak and the powerless as they suffer. And you become their ally, as Christ has become our advocate before the Father. You are the body of Christ. The heart of Christ, you have the very love of God to move you, and you contribute generously sums of money, hours of labor, great talents and abilities to work for Christ. It is the very heart of Christ which compels such compassion from you. You truly are the risen body of Christ, and as members of the body of Christ, we must take care of one another. That's one of the reasons that we gather in the divine service every week. That's one of the reasons we come together every week, to take care of one another. But only when we all are here is the body of Christ complete. If any one of you is not here, then we are not whole. Then one of the members of Christ is cut off from the body. When we all are here, we draw strength from one another, and we also draw strength from the Word, the good news of forgiveness, which gives life to the body of Christ. We draw strength also from the sacraments, from baptism, which gives us birth as members, and from communion, which sustains us with the holy body and blood of Jesus, our Lord and our head. When we eat this nourishment to keep our body united, to have strength day after day, to be the body of Christ, bringing God's love into our world, that is why we gather here week after week. So that we can keep on being the feet of Christ, the hands of Christ, the mouth, the ears, the eyes, and the heart of Christ. That's the good news for today, that we get to be the flesh and blood body of God's eternal love. And the good news for eternity is that we shall live with Him forever. For Scripture assures us that our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like His glorious body. All because Christ is risen. Alleluia! Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed.
Amen. You are the body of Christ, each one of you part of it. Amen.